Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on the phone with New York State Senator Tim Kennedy. And Tim, there was a big announcement from Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa talking about the zoning changes in the town of Amherst right along Niagara Falls Boulevard. Now, the reason why we wanted to talk to you was because you've been very big on the Metro Rail expansion from where it is right now going all the way to UB North. Well, it goes through Niagara Falls Boulevard, so I'm very curious how you think the plan to change zoning along Niagara Falls Boulevard will impact what you want to see with the Metro Rail expansion.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Well, first I'll tell you that a priority for our community, both the community at large as well as specifically the business community, the Buffalo Niagara Partnership has made this one of their top priorities, is expanding the light rail from downtown Buffalo and the medical campus to the university at Buffalo North Campus in Amherst, and using all of the opportunities we have to bring that energy and that youth and development into the core of our community, into downtown Buffalo and vice versa, out to Amherst. So creating that connectivity, that ease of access to which individuals can get to and from the suburbs into the city of Buffalo is extraordinarily important. It's a $1.7 billion project. Our part in the state is to get the funding that will speak to the study that will ultimately design this project and not only put people to work, but transform the transportation system in our community for generations to come, and we're doing just that in the state senate.
Do you think, though, that if the Metro Rail is going along Niagara Falls Boulevard, there would be stops along the way on the boulevard itself? And with this, you know, plan that the supervisor has, you know, there could be some loss of retail over time. Do you think that has an impact on what could happen with the Metro Rail?
Well, I think just the opposite. I think the supervisor is someone that knows infrastructure extremely well. You know, he's an urban planner by trade, so he's coming at this armed with facts and best practices. So obviously from a state end, we're happy to help and do whatever we can. But the proposal to change the zoning laws on Niagara Falls Boulevard is simply a factor in this development. And these days, people want livable, walkable neighborhoods, not massive multi-lane boulevards lined with strip malls. So the proposed extension of the Metro Rail to Amherst via Niagara Falls Boulevard is going to go a long way to accomplishing that. It's going to break up the extremely wide boulevard. It'll add new ways of getting around. And quite frankly, it's going to have a major positive impact on retail and businesses in the community, which is why it's so backed up, not only by the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, but the Amherst Chamber of Commerce as well.
How optimistic are you that the Metro Rail expansion is something that can happen soon, given that you're also the chairman of the Transportation Committee? You obviously have a lot of power in Albany.
Well, look, it is critical for our regional economy that we address the structural and policy-related issues facing these sorts of corridors throughout our communities across the state, but particularly in Western New York, where I believe our state has ignored a lot of these transportation issues. So in our one-house state Senate budget, we included $6 million to help the NFTA with the engineering and design costs of the light rail extension, which would bring them past the 20% cost threshold that allows them to begin unlocking federal dollars. And about 80% of this $1.7 billion project, when it comes online, will be federal dollars. And our Congressman, Brian Higgins, is carrying the $1 trillion Federal Highway Administration bill in Congress and has gotten indications from the leadership in Ways and Means, Congressman Neal, that they will be moving this bill. This is great news, not only for Buffalo, Niagara, and our community in Western New York, but especially for New York State, which stands to benefit more than any other state as it pertains to the Federal Highway Administration of these funds.
When can we expect a study to be completed for this project? And when, you know, in your opinion, do you think we can expect an entire project to be completely finished there?
Well, first and foremost, the funding has to be there to complete the study. And that's why the state is stepping up and doing our part. And if and when the federal government finally passes this federal infrastructure bill advanced by Congressman Higgins, we want this project ready to go. So our state is committed to that. Our community is committed to that. So as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better. We'll be connecting the University of Buffalo North Campus to the city and city residents and the thousands of jobs that would be created. And it's just a massive undertaking, but it's something that our community rightfully deserves.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.